two of them until they got home after the war was over.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I never did. It was later on got married then and didn't ever think about going back to school.
Mm-hmm. So you went through the 10th?
Through the 10th grade.
Well, have you traveled much outside of Searcy County?
Not a whole lot, and quite a bit too.
But you never spent any long periods of time out?
Oh, no, no. No, the longest I was ever out of the county was, I guess, 3 days.
3 days?
3 days.
Where did you go when you spent 3 days?
I went to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and then into Wisconsin, and then I headed back to Searcy County at St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul?
I was buying a bunch of calves.
Mm-hmm. Where else have you ever been?
Well, of course, I've been to Georgia.
Yeah.
And let's see. I don't know. Of course, in Missouri. In Kansas, in Oklahoma, and I hauled strawberries 1 year. I guess that was back in 59. Why, they used to grow a lot of strawberries around here, you know, and they had trouble getting trucks. Of course, times was pretty hard even then, and there wasn't very many could afford a truck even. And they had a real good crop, and they couldn't get the things hauled out of here. So, and of course you never knew where you was going, you know, when you left out. But anyhow, they come out there one time, and I was working out there on the place, and one of my neighbors, well, two of them come, they wanted me to, I had a new truck that I was just using there on the farm, they wanted me to come out and help them out, haul strawberries, and I never did. My wife says now, I don't ever know when to say no, but anyhow, I told them I'd haul some, so I come out here and loaded up, or they loaded my truck, I just backed it in and they loaded it, so they told me to call them when I got to Springfield, Missouri, and of course I thought, when I got there, that'd be about as far as we're going, because I really didn't have time and hadn't traveled too much either, you know. So they told me then to call back, and I did. And when I did, they began to name off places in Iowa again, place that I've never heard of, Atumwa or something like that, and Burlington, Dubuque, and I don't know this, but I was around 1,800 miles. It's around 1,800 mile trip, you know, and I never had about any know where I was at. And back then we didn't have telephones out in the country, and I couldn't call her. And of course I drove day and night till I got back. But I was all over Iowa at that time, you know, because I had five different places to unload. And, well, I think Burlington is just across the river, I believe it is, and from Wisconsin, isn't it? Iowa joins Wisconsin. I believe that's right. But anyhow, that was... And I never did like to travel. I just didn't care about stuff like that. But I hauled several strawberries. I come back and told them that if I hauled any more, I didn't care to go to Tulsa or Oklahoma City, and I wasn't going anywhere else.
What about when you were working with the REA? Did you travel much?
No, I wouldn't go. Oh, no, I had a lot of chances to go, but I just wouldn't go.